Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to turn in your Bibles with me to the book of James, chapter 1. James 1, verse 18 says this, "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." That one verse gives us the who, what, how, and why of the gospel. The gospel is who, what, how, and why. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The gospel means good news. That's the definition of the word gospel, good news. If people are hearing the gospel, they're hearing good news. And what is the good news? It's how a sinner can be justified with God. It's good news. The truth is, in Adam, in this flesh, all die. In Adam, all perish. Every man born in Adam has sinned. That's the truth. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's in Adam. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, all live. All are saved, and all are justified. Now the question is, who decides? Who decides whether a person is in Adam or in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it man? Does man decide? Does man choose God? Do I decide for myself? Is it of my own will? Is that what the Word of God says? No, it does not. Verse 18 here in our text says, of his own will. If a man or a woman lives, if a person who's about to perish is saved, and if a sinner is justified, cleared, who did that? God did it. Who made the decision? God made it. When did he make that decision? The scripture says he made it before the foundation of the world. Salvation is of his own will. Salvation belongeth to our God. He said, I am Alpha. I'm the beginning. I'm the author. And I am Omega. I'm the end. I'm the finisher. He's the first, he's the last, and he's everything in between. He's our all. He's everything. He's in all. Our hope of glory is only in the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope of glory is only in the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. If he wills, then we're going to receive glory. Now, somebody's going to hear that and say, prove that to me. Prove that. Okay, James 1, verse 18 says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. If the Lord says it once, it's bound in eternity forever. But let me show you another one. John chapter 15 and verse 16 says this, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Now, the most amazing part of salvation to me is that He actually wanted to save me. To say it's of His own will means He actually wanted to. Why is that so amazing? Here's why. Verse 18 here in our text says, He begat us. He made us. He created us. In Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27, it says, And God said, Let us make man in our image. Let us, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. God created us. He made us. He owns us. And He warned us in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. It says, And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's the sentence. Do not disobey my commandment. Do not disobey my law. In the day that you do, you're going to surely die. He lovingly warned us. But in chapter 3, verse 6, it says, When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And we died. We died. God said, In the day you do, you'll surely die. And they did, and we died. In Adam, all die. Now it is appointed unto man once to die. A lot of people say, That is not fair. That is not fair. I was not there in the garden. I didn't eat of the fruit. Why should I be punished for what they did? Don't lay that on me. I didn't do it. Yes, we did. Every person born into this world has on their own, by themselves, sinned against God. Every single person fails. Isn't that sad? Every single person falls. Oh, why does that happen? Why does every single person fall? It's because sin is what we are. It's what we are. Sin is what we do because sin is what we are. We were conceived in sin. And this flesh, the Scripture says, is enmity against God. That means an enemy of God. But bless the Lord God. All praise and all glory and all thanks be unto Him. The Scripture says, of His own will, He did something. He did something for some, not for all, only for some. But the good news is, He did something for some. None deserved it. But in His mercy, He did something. All right, let's see this in Genesis chapter 6. Verse 5 says this, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Great. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Oh, isn't that us by nature in our flesh? Verse 6 says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And this is what the Lord said in verse 7. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But that's the gospel. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Did Noah deserve to find grace? No. Was Noah any different or any better than anyone else? No. Why did Noah find grace? Well, that's a mystery. As Ephesians chapter 1 says, a mystery of his will. Noah, by nature, he was no different than any other man. Noah was a sinner, just like every other man. But the Lord did something for Noah. The Lord did something to Noah. The Lord caused him to differ. What did the Lord do to Noah? He did the same thing that he does to each person whom he chooses of his own will. Our text in James chapter 1 says, of his own will begat he us. He begat us. What does that mean? It means he gave life to us. It means he caused us to be born by him. We were born the first time in Adam. He created us in Adam, and we sinned against him. So it's amazing that of his own will, he begat us a second time. The Lord is good. So good. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says this. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We were born again. The Lord told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, here's his story. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Cannot. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? What do you mean, born again? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? How? Who of his own will, what, begat he us? We were born again. And Nicodemus is asking, how? How is this possible? Well, our text, James 1:18, says, with the word of truth. With the word of truth. The same word that was in the beginning with God and was God. The same word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. He is the one who did something. He begat us. How is a person born again? Born again to walk in newness of life? The Lord answers that question right here in John chapter 3. Verse 14 and 15, they say, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The people were being bitten by serpents. And these were deadly serpents, and it was killing the people. They were bitten by these serpents, and they were dying by this bite. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole, and raised it up, and told the people, whosoever will look unto that brazen serpent on the pole will be healed of his disease, shall not die. And it says right here, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up on a pole, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As Moses took the very thing that was killing the people and put it on a pole and lifted it up, even so must the Son of Man become the very thing that is killing us, our sin. He became sin. The one who knew no sin. The one who did no sin. Can you believe that? He became sin. He was pure and perfect, and he became sin. More importantly than that, he became my sin. My sin. The song says, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. He took my sin, and he put it on himself. Oh, the grace of God. The glory of God. Can you believe that? Can you imagine? He took my sin and he put it on himself. What love! He became my substitute. My substitute. And he died. He died being me. He died as me. He hung there for me. And therefore, I died in him. I was supposed to die. And I died in him. It is given unto man once to die, and for every person who he chose to save of his own free will. When he died on that cross, they all died. All who the Father gave him, they all died. Nevertheless, they live. The scripture says, nevertheless, they live. When he arose from the dead on the third day, they all arose with him. When he got up, they got up. Alive. Again. Born again. They died, and then they were born again. And they all say, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And he did every bit of that of his own will. We were born the first time dead in trespasses and sins. But here's the great news of the gospel. All whom he begat are born the second time alive. Alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. And such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We were redeemed. Redeemed by love divine if we were bought with a price. What was the price? It was the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the shedding of his own blood. That's what it cost to pay my price. That's what it cost to redeem me. Now, I want to tell you a story, and it's a true story. It happened a few years ago down in Mexico. There was a little boy down there, and he wanted a kite very badly. And he told his dad, oh, Dad, I want a kite. I want a kite. And his father was a hard-working man, but he just didn't make much money, not at all. They didn't have much. And he told his son, let's make a kite. He couldn't afford to buy his son a kite, but he said, let's make a kite, you and me together. So they went and got some small sticks, and they cleaned them up, and they tied them together in an A-frame. And then they got some thin cloth, and they wrapped it around that A-frame, and they sewed it up, sewed it all together. And then they tied a long tail at the end of it. And then they put a string on it. And they let it fly up into the air, and the wind caught it, and it took it up, 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 until finally the string broke. And that string fell back to the ground, and that kite blew away. It blew over into the next village. And the next day, that little boy, he was in town. Obviously, he's just crushed. Just crushed. They worked so hard on that kite. And the next day, he's in that town, and he's walking down the street there, and he looks over into a store, and he sees on the shelf his kite. And he's so excited. And he runs in, and he tells that man, sir, that's my kite. And the owner of the store said, no, son, that's my kite. And he said, but sir, my father and I, we made that kite together. That's my kite. And he said, son, I found this kite on the side of the road. That kite is now my kite. And if you want it, it's going to cost you 2 pesos. So the little boy, he ran back home, ran back to his dad, and he said, Dad, I found our kite. And the man said, if I want it, it's going to cost me 2 pesos. It's in a store downtown. And if I want to get it, it's going to cost 2 pesos. So the father reached into his pocket, and he pulled out 2 pesos, handed them to his son. And his son ran back into the town. And he ran into that store, and he laid his money on the counter, and he said, 2 pesos. And that store owner grabbed his kite off the shelf and handed it to that little boy, and that little boy hugged that kite. Oh, he hugged that kite tightly. And that store owner said he heard that little boy say as he was walking out the door, you're mine. You're mine. He said, you're twice mine. I made you and I bought you. The truth comes to a person when they hear the Lord Jesus Christ say, you're mine. That's the truth. You're my property. You belong to me. You're not your own like you think you are. You're mine to do with as I please. The gospel comes to a person when they hear the Lord Jesus Christ say directly to their hearts, you're twice mine. I made you and I bought you. Now the last question in our text is, why? Why would he do this for us? It says that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. When the Lord made us, God said, let us make man in our image. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. But when we fell in Adam, when we died spiritually, that's when man became to look upon as filthy rags and putrefying sores in the eyes of God. That's when man became a horrible stench in the nostrils of God. And God said, now there is none good but God. He said, only my beloved Son, the firstborn, the only begotten, only in him am I well pleased. And the Lord Jesus Christ, of his own will, for the joy set before him, said, Father, I will that where I am, they may be also. So I will make a covenant with you concerning them. I will take their place. I will die in their stead. All of the sins that they've committed against you can be charged to my account. And by the shedding of my blood, which is the remission of their sin, I will, of my own free will, by myself, clear the guilty. And God the Father said, I accept your covenant. And I will accept any sinner that approaches me in your covenant, for they will be restored back into our image. Renewed, regenerated back into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he chose of his own will to beget us with the word of truth, right now are we the sons of God. If he chose us, we are a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We're like him. Like the firstborn, as he is, so are we. Why did he do this? It's because of this covenant of mercy. The good news is his mercy is going to endure forever. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Until next Sunday, may the Lord bless his word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.